Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Ardent Mills, a joint venture by ConAgra Mills, Cargill, and CHS, has begun operating as the nation's largest flour milling company, following approval by the U.S. Justice Department. It has 40 flour mills, 3 bakery mix facilities, and a specialty bakery in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. It will also have satellite offices in Omaha and Minneapolis. Monsanto Company says that a security breach in one of the seed company's servers left exposed some customer credit card information and Monsanto employee data. The breach occurred in late March, affecting about 1,300 farmers who are customers of Monsanto's Precision Planting Division. In a letter, Monsanto apologized for the breach and said that it, quote, started an investigation and took steps to contain the incident. The China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing says that its monthly manufacturing index rose to 50.8 in May on a 100-point scale, and that means numbers above 50 show activity expanding. That was up from April's 50.4 and was the highest level this year. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans today says that the U.S. Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates after it unwinds its extraordinary monetary easing measures, with initial hikes potentially coming in 2015 or 2016. Evans predicts the U.S. economy will expand at an annual pace of 3% for the rest of the year, dismissing the first quarter contraction as an outlier driven by one-off factors led by inventory adjustments. The U.S. economy shrank by 1% in the first 3 months of 2014. Alongside me this morning is Les Schulte, and Les, June 30th is only a few weeks away, and I bring up that number because we are one of the few stations in the system that actually has pay it forward.
That's right, Dave. Most people, most stations are paying on a month-to-month basis. You know, they're raising the money to pay their bills that month. Well, we decided a number of years ago that that probably wasn't a model we wanted to follow. We wanted to know how much money we had in the bank when we did our budgets, so that we could decide, can we expand our programming, or do we have to, you know, contract some programming, depending on the money that is raised. And so to meet the budget this year, we need to raise $350,000 during the month of June to keep us on track. So that's why we're asking people right now who listen to this station, who use these services, to go to the phone and call 217-244-9455, or maybe make a pledge online at willpledge.org right now.
So the key I want to take away from there, that little nugget that you said, is that every dollar in the bank by June 30th is a dollar that we are going to spend on our listeners next year.
That's right, Dave, and we think that that's a good way to do it. And most people, when you explain it to them that way, they say that makes sense.
And to encourage people to pledge during this June jumpstart, we have a local couple in Urbana that has made an extraordinary challenge.
Yeah, their challenge was, is when we hit the $20,000 mark today.
Right.
Today they will add $40,000 to the pledge total. And that's probably the largest challenge. I'm pretty sure it's the largest challenge we've ever had on this station.
It's the largest in my memory, for sure. And what it means for our agricultural listeners right now is if they pledge at the $100 level at 217-244-9455, they're gift will be worth $300 if we hit that $20,000 mark today.
So that's why we're asking you right now to go to the phone, take this opportunity and call 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. We're just asking you to do what you can, that whatever fits into your budget, whatever works out for you. And because this is a membership organization, that means everyone pulling together to do what they can and encourage others. That's why these challenges are important and I think mean a lot, because they are really current members encouraging other listeners and members to renew that support, maybe make an additional gift or come on board as a new friend of WILL right now.
217-244-9455 is the number to call. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will be seeing a very good weather pattern this week, with a couple of minor exceptions. And some farmers out there would not consider these problems as being minor, but there are a large number of areas across the Midwest that will see just fine weather with temperatures seasonable and periodic precipitation. The problem areas go like this. I think by the biggest area of concern will be some heavy rain that will come across parts of South Dakota and Iowa here tomorrow and work its way further to the east across the heart of the Midwest as we go tomorrow night into Wednesday. The rain that comes with this could easily be 1 to 3 inches in some locations. There might be something even greater in parts of Iowa, according to pure model data, with 4 and 5 inch amounts possible. But we do think that the majority of the thunderstorms that come with this disturbance will be limited to a narrow band. At least the heaviest rains will be, and other areas will see certainly an abundance of moisture, but not necessarily detrimental for crops across the region. And certainly that's easy for me to say when I don't have some field work left to be done. Certainly, if there's field work that is incomplete, then certainly the heavier rains coming up for Iowa and parts of South Dakota and portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio probably won't be very welcome. But we do expect temperatures to be seasonable during a fair amount of the week coming up, and that will help to speed along drying rates after the rain and before the rain. The other area of concern, of course, is in the upper parts of the Midwest. Many areas across Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa, and South Dakota already received too much rain over the weekend, and fieldwork is now on hold across those areas with 1 to 3 and local 4 and 5 inch amounts of rain reported in some of that region. This week, most of the upper Midwest will probably not see much precipitation in the way of significant or heavy amounts, at least not until the weekend coming up. The coming weekend will generate another strong cold front across the region. Some heavier amounts of rain will fall. That means that we've got a few days in which there may be some drying across parts of the region, but any fields that are not planted in the upper Midwest are probably going to continue struggling to get back into those fields for planting to take place, just simply because we're probably not going to have enough days of dry weather in a row to firm up the soil sufficiently for field work to resume. So those areas are certainly on the charts here for something to watch for as far as the crop planting and development is concerned. Some of the heavier rain over the weekend might have also washed out some of the recently planted fields. For certainly 4 and 5 inches of rainfall, even though they were highly localized, would be enough to cause some problems for fields that were recently planted. The temperature bias across a big part of the Midwest is expected to be seasonable. We'll look for a lot of temperatures in the 70s later this week, but early this week we'll see upper 70 and 80 degree temperatures in the southern two-thirds of the region, maybe even a couple of readings up over 90 degrees for the next day or two. The cooler weather that comes later this week will perhaps slow down some drying rates, but mostly the crops that are out there that are established will continue to develop quite favorably. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 713, down 10. Soft July is 618, down 9 1/4. July corn, 462, down 3 3/4. September, 453, down 5. December, 452 1/4, down 5 1/4. July soybeans, 1487 3/4, down 5 1/2. November beans are 1223, down 10 3/4. July soybean meal, $4.98 down to $20. And July soybean oil is $38.44, and it is down 6 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well on a Monday, looking for some rain.
Yes, same over here, too. Most of Illinois, or at least the central part of it, missed out again. And you know, you look at the weather models, the forecast for the next 7 days, looks like we're going to get to share in some of the wealth that the northern and western parts of the Corn Belt got to see over the weekend. So hopefully that materializes, because got a lot of dry dirt on top right now, Dave.
It is a fun drive Monday here at the radio station, our June jumpstart. I imagine you talk to a lot of people from time to time, and what you do about the service we have. What do they say?
Well, I think they just enjoy the information, not only the markets, just the prices, but also the commentary. And I really think the value in the opinion. I think you hear a lot of different voices on WLL, and I think everybody appreciates the news they get, the information they get. We have a lot of importance on just getting information out there in today's environment, and I think there's a lot of appreciation to be able to hear that on your radio station, Dave.
21 analysts and weathermen a week on our radio station. If that information is valuable to you, why don't you go to your phone and give us a call at 217-244-9455 with your gift of support for agriculture, and be sure to mention agriculture when you make that call. Soybeans, November soybeans, you couldn't help but notice they gapped lower this morning. It seems like